Hey, what's going on, guys? I realize that it's kind of crazy that you're listening to this on a Monday. But, well, this is not really an episode of the Main Event Talk podcast. Now, as you can tell, it is a Monday, and I was supposed to have had an episode out. But, you know, I looked at a lot of things that have been happening this week. And, you know, to be honest with you, there really wasn't much to talk about in professional wrestling in the past couple of days. I mean, you know, when you think about it, and just kind of give a quick recap, you know, just to get it out of the way. But allow me to go ahead and just get this part out of the way. I am the Main Event Player, the Super C Kid himself, Firmatoris, coming back at you. The God among gods, the King among kings, the coolest son of a motherfucking bitch walking God's green earth. The only things that I see that could be considered newsworthy would probably be this. You know, we talked about several of the things that have been happening in the WWE. We know that Triple H is running the show, and he's running the show pretty good right now with the additions of, let's see, having Bayley come back, Dakota Kai, and Io Shirai, now known as Io Sky, coming out. Also having the appearance of Karrion Kross showing up as well, which is pretty good. And then this past Monday on Monday Night Raw, at the end of the show, I mean, there have been several different things that have been happening on Monday Night Raw. And all of a sudden, the appearance of Dexter Lumis happened. And, you know, and it's so funny that all of these people are starting to come out of nowhere. People that were released from the WWE now are being brought back because of Triple H. Now, we get the appearance of Hit Row from this past Friday without the appearance of Swerve. Now, as you guys know, Swerve Strickland is with AEW, and he is currently one half of the tag team champions, and he was considered by many to be the best worker of the group. When Hit Row first came out a long time ago, he was a part of NXT when it was still the Black and Gold brand at the time. Then, when it turned into NXT 2.0, he was still part of it, but then they moved up to the main roster. And then, of course, the dismantling of the main roster took place. First, it became B-Fab was out. B-Fab is fine. And then you had, then the following week or the following 2 weeks after that, then became the release of the rest of the members of Hit Row. So now, all of a sudden this week, the faction known as Hit Row had came back because of Triple H. So a lot of people have been asking me, do you think that it's possible that Triple H is bringing too many of the return superstars? Here's my thought. Why don't you tell AEW that, about them bringing too many superstars, especially when most of them haven't even been used yet? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's what I think about that situation. So as far as I'm concerned, I think Triple H is going to do interesting. So now we're hearing about Tegan Nox coming back. We're also hearing about the appearance of Bray Wyatt. He could possibly reappear as well, and it could happen over over at the Clash of Castle. Now, as you know, speaking of the Clash of the Castle, Clash of the Castle, that event is going to be taking place on September the 5th. So far, I believe 3 matches have already been announced for it. So let's get it out of the way. We know about the Universal Championship matchup, the WWE Universal Championship match, Drew McIntyre to take on Roman Reigns. We have not heard yet if Karrion Kross is going to be the third individual, although there has been talks about splitting the championships, and that hasn't happened just yet. But I'll give you more details about it next week, because despite that this episode is being taking place right now, I decided that, you know, I wasn't going to talk about it fully because I don't have enough time at this point. But we will talk about that a little bit more next week. Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. WWE Universal, Undisputed Universal Championship match. We'll talk about that. Also, the SmackDown Women's Championship will be on the line. Liv Morgan will be defending her championship against Shayna Baszler. They had the contract signing. It looked pretty good. I liked how it went down and everything else like that. So it's pretty cool. Also, six-man tag team matchup is going to take place over with the six-woman tag team match. It's going to feature the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, teaming with Alexa Bliss and Asuka to take on the newly formed faction of Bayley, Io Sky. It's going to be hard to say that, but it's Io Sky and Dakota Kai. Those are the matches so far that are set for Clash of the Castle happening on September 5th. Now, we also know, and we're going to go ahead and get the WWE part out of the way and talk about AEW for just a moment. We know that for a plain fact that All Out is setting to look good. We know about Eddie Kingston is supposed to go one-on-one against Sammy Guevara. That's going to happen at the All Out pay-per-view. We also know about the return of CM Punk. Yes, CM Punk is back, ladies and gentlemen. He is back better than ever. And he is set to possibly defend his championship against Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley had just went through a grueling match against Chris Jericho. And by the way, there's a lot that I want to talk about in regards to not only this match, but is there way too much blood in AEW? I mean, I want to talk about that next week also, because that's just a subject that is just completely insane. I don't know why in the world anybody. I mean, it's one thing when you have blood on pay-per-view, but when you have it constantly on national television, it kind of gets people talking, if you know what I mean. But anyways, that's going to take place over at All Out. Those are the two matches I think will happen. The match between CM Punk and Jon Moxley to determine who will be the true AEW World Champion. That's going to be incredible to check out. Can't wait to see how that rolls and everything. Now, more matches to be announced for All Out in the next couple of weeks. All Out is scheduled to take place on September 4th. Many of it's going to be looking forward to checking that out. Also, September 3rd will be Clash of the Castle. We still have a couple of other events, including NWA 74. We're going to talk about that. Emergence was this past Friday. I didn't get a chance to see it from Impact Wrestling, but I did see some of the event that took place, and the main event's going to be talking about that next week, you know, give you the results of the matches and everything, and see how that rolls. And also, we're going to be bringing you the latest news and everything else like that. So that's pretty much it. That's all I wanted to talk about. I really didn't want to make a big deal out of it. Now, I'm sure some of you, and we're going to go ahead and wrap this up right now. I'm sure all of you are wondering, you know, why has it taken me so long to put out an episode right now? And why is it this short? Well, this isn't really an episode. That's why it's called This Is Not an Episode. And that's pretty much what I put it out. The reason for it is the fact that Saturday morning, I woke up, and I had thought about this for the past couple of days. My room is in complete shit, you know, and I have been, you know, wanting to clean it out for some time. And you know how when you're in your room, you're noticing a couple of things, like all of a sudden, you know how you see, all of a sudden you see a rat appear, and you see a couple of other things that appear. It's like, what the fuck is all this shit? So I went ahead and cleaned up my room on Saturday. I woke up about 7 o'clock in the morning, and I got up, got dressed a little bit, and then I started, you know, cleaning up the kitchen first. And then I went ahead and started cleaning up my room, and I started getting everything out. I started getting my bed out. I started getting some of my other stuff out in the side. I also went ahead and got me some, I pretty much got everything except for the drawers. I just left that alone because there was no point of me trying to move it out. I just wanted to clean it all out. So I went ahead and as soon as I moved everything out, I noticed a few missing items. I noticed a few things that I kept wondering what happened to it. And all of a sudden I saw a hole in the wall. Right. And I saw this hole about, it's not too big, but it was big enough to where, you know, anybody could enter and anybody could get out, right? So then I thought, okay, fuck it. I'll go ahead and, you know, I got some plywood. I got some stuff here at the house that I can use. So I went ahead and did some cutting around. And I also have this hole that's on the wall, on the ceiling, right? And I have not had a chance to patch it up at all. So I couldn't patch it from the outside, but I could definitely, I could patch it on the outside, but I had to do it, you know, putting it from the inside, you know, to cover everything up. So I guess that way to keep from having, you know, any sort of air come into my room, you know what I'm saying? Any hot air, because we've been recently having this hot summer and everything. So we covered it up. So, you know, we did some cleaning, we did some adjustments. I even went ahead and adjusted my TV because my TV was kind of a bit low and it kind of looked a little bit slanted a bit. So luckily I fixed that problem. I went ahead and put like an extra piece of plywood so that way I can adjust the TV and, you know, angle it the way I want it to. And it looks good. It looks a whole lot better. I did not get it. Like I said, I did not get a chance to do the episode on Saturday because I figured at first I was going to do it. But then I thought to myself, I mean, what is there really to talk about? I mean, other than the fact that what I just mentioned and everything. Now, there's going to be a lot more stuff coming in the next few days. Monday Night Raw is going to be happening tonight. The main event's going to be looking forward to checking that out. And I want to see what other surprises are in store for WWE. So far, Triple H has done a tremendous job putting out all of these other superstars, these superstars that were released from the WWE. And now some of them are starting to come back. We're hearing Bray Wyatt's coming back. We're hearing Tegan Nox is coming back as well. Now, I'm hoping for a couple of other people to come back, including Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano. And I'm also hoping to, you know, see how I'm hoping NXT 2.0 will change. I really hope it does. As a matter of fact, NXT Heatwave is going to be coming this coming Tuesday, and the main event's going to be looking forward to checking out that and see how that rolls out and everything. So we'll talk about all that and everything next week on the Main Event Talk Podcast. Actually, this coming Saturday on the Main Event Talk Podcast. And plus, I also want to talk about some of the things that I see in AEW that I think really need to be adjusted. And the first thing that comes to my mind at this point is getting rid of AEW Rampage. I cannot stress that enough. You know what I'm saying? All right, so guys, that's going to do it. I mean, like I said, this is not much of an episode, but I'm just, you know, putting it out for right now just to get everybody up to date what's going on. But don't worry, the main event will be back next Saturday to do his usual 3-hour, 4-hour routine and everything else like that. I just wanted to update you on what's going on and why this episode is, you know, now being shown instead of it being shown on a Saturday and everything else like that. So as always, follow the main event on Twitter, twitter.com/@main event player. You can also follow me on Instagram at instagram.com/@main event player. Listen to the latest updates of what's going on in the world of professional wrestling on facebook.com/@realmainevent2.0. That's facebook.com/@realmainevent2.0. And if you want a friend request me, as always, proceed at your own fucking risk. Thank you for listening, guys, and I'm sorry that this episode wasn't as long or as exciting as it should be, but at the same time, I had to give you my reason, and I had to tell you what's up and everything else like that, but don't worry, we'll change all that this coming Saturday on another great episode of the Main Event Talk Podcast. We'll talk a lot about what's been going on, what I just mentioned, and we'll also talk about NXT Heatwave. We'll also talk about NWA 74, Emergence, Clash of the Castle, All Out, and much, much more. That's all going to take place next week or this Saturday on the Main Event Talk Podcast. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next week, guys. This Saturday, I'm sorry. Why? Because I can and I want to. Any questions? Enough said. Holy shit. Looks like it's about to rain. Take it easy.